Blog Talk Radio.
Glowing red in a bed of coals, the poet is born. Our story is riddled with challenges and changes, like blows from a blacksmith's hammer, bent and chiseled into shape. If only forging a poet were that easy. Emotional development, relationships, experiences, environment, and genetics all take a hand in molding the adults we are today. So welcome to Double Helix, where we examine the X's and the Y's on a show celebrating the human experience, where your true colors are what ties the room together. Get comfortable, because what you're about to hear is the poetry we are made of. This is Double Helix on Late Night Poets, and we are a group on allpoetry.com. You don't have to be in the group to participate, but it's more fun if you are. You can chat with us, and you can comment on the poems, and you can follow along with us. Sometimes it's fun to read as you listen. So I'm Athasiana, and with me I have Daniel Deschino. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Fazy, what's happening tonight?
Well, I'm excited by that opening music, which is, you know, the lady of the night. So in just a moment, yeah. I'm going to get you to explain why we started with that. But also I want to welcome Pam Ray to the show. Hi, Pam.
Hey, good to be here. Hi, Fazy. Hi, hey. Dan.
Hey, Pam. Good to hear you.
So, Dan, can you tell us about the artist who we're featuring today?
I can. And, you know, that opening song, I thought of you, Fazyana, because I know the type of music you like, and I thought that one you like. And that was by Katarina Subanetsky, who is our featured artist tonight. So the contest that we did was prompts of her songs. And Katarina is a composer, pianist, and educator based out of Philadelphia. She's originally from Moldova and then moved to the United States, where she actually got a Bachelor of Music in Composition from the Manhattan School of Music, an Artist Diploma in Composition from the Curtis Institute of Music, and a Master of Music from Juilliard in New York, which is very impressive. She has been performed and commissioned from places such as the Louvre, the Chamber of Music Society at Lincoln Center, Le Fontainebleau Chateau in France, and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum here in Boston, Massachusetts. She's had her music also commissioned from places like the New York Choreographic Institute, the Prism Saxophone Quartet. She's written film scores. She has lots of music out there to buy, her solo piano music, some of the stuff you heard, some of the stuff we'll hear tonight. She writes hip-hop music, new age, all kinds of different styles. Right now she's also working with percussionist Pablo Batista. Pablo has actually worked with many artists, including touring and recording with both Alicia Keys and Grover Washington Jr., and he is now working with Katarina, recording an album, and he's done some shows with her as well, too. So that the contest is basically poetry based on her musical prompts. I'm a fan of her music, and I really wanted to do this show. So I'm very excited about this, and I don't know if she's called in yet. Do we have Katarina calling in yet?
I'm here, Dan. Hello.
Hey, Katarina, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor and a privilege, and I'm so excited to be featured. Really, really appreciate it.
Of course. Katarina, I'm getting a lot of static from you. Do you mind calling back? I think the connection might have bad. Can you hang up and call back?
Will do, yes.
Thank you. All right, so sorry about that. So she'll call back in, but we're very excited to have her on the show, which is going to be great. So, do we have anyone else that called in? Ms. Aziana?
Nope, that's all right now. So I'm just waiting to let her back in. And while we do that, do you want me to play prompt one?
Yeah, why don't we play the first prompt, and then we'll ask her about it when she comes back on.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's play the first prompt. I think this is called Silent Air.
Okay. Here we go. Prompt one. Distant Air is what I have.
right. Very cool.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm going to bring her back on. I see her there. Hello, Katarina.
All right, let's...
Hello, hello, Fiziana. Hello, hello, Dan.
Oh.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, that's much clearer. Great to have you here.
Yes.
Great.
That's much
great,
better.
Great.
Yes, the technology gods are with us now, so that's good.
Good.
So, Katarina, can you? We're so excited to have you here. It's great to have the actual artist on that we're celebrating. Can you tell us anything before we start reading the poetry? Can you tell us anything about the song Distant Air?
I created the song quite a few years ago. I think it was about 8 years ago or so. While a student at Juilliard, I got into music production, and I created this track, which was then choreographed by one of the choreographers at Juilliard, and it was a really nice dance, nice performance. And then years later, which was a few months ago, I just freestyled with live piano over it. I like to do that. I like to take electronic music of different genres and layer piano improvisations. So I thought it added something extra, something acoustic, something special to the track.
Yeah, sure. That's great. That's I like that song a lot. It was really good. We got some comments on the board about it already. And we do have Harco Parco on the board, and Phil is on the board, as well as Alistar is on the board, too. So thank you, everybody, for joining. All right, so let's definitely get into the poetry here. So where do you want to go first, Faziana?
All right, I'm going to go in order based on when they entered for that prompt. So first we have Weaver of Dreams, and she provided an audio as well, since she couldn't call in. So I'm going to play that.
I awoke from a fitful slumber. In my home, among the leaves, high above the lush forest floor, the sound of man's machinery was carried on the distant air. It drew closer to us, day by day. Each breath felt as though there was vast chasms of death between every molecule of air. This forest gave us everything, water, food, shelter. It was our small space within your world. One mortal alone knew of us. He was lost, almost dead, when he was found by our foray team. We took him to the place of murdered trees and left him to his own kind while we wept. He asked why we cried. We fluttered around his head, projected our thoughts to him. Denuded forest, dusty, arid land, my kith and kin falling to earth, dying as our trees, our world, died. Days later, I awoke to hear silence. Machinery and men gone, saplings planted on the pillaged forest floor. I reached out, and echoing on the distant air I heard, my life is now dedicated to keeping your world safe.
Great read, Weaver. Thanks for the SoundCloud. We really appreciate it. And she said in the author's comments, inspired by Distant Air, she said, the moment I heard it. And I can absolutely see that in this. She also has a little picture of a fairy. And I can feel that. I'm listening back, thinking back of the song now. And Weaver is from Scotland, I believe, and she writes a lot of kind of these fantasy type nature. I know she's very very in tune with nature, and I can see that. I can totally see like a fairy walking through the forest and kind of thinking, you know, kind of telling the story. I really like each breath felt as though there were vast chasms of death between every molecule of air. I thought that was a really, really interesting description, and you can kind of feel the tension in the character. The forest gave us everything. She says, one mortal alone knew of us. So just this kind of real, really fantasy, great story that she's telling here. Where was that part? So, yeah, at the end, the days later I woke to hear silence, machinery, men gone, saplings planted on the floor, on the pillaged forest floor. It almost reminds me of Tolkien. Tolkien really, anybody who's read Tolkien, read The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, he didn't like technology. He actually described cities as a cancer. He saw them as like reaching into the forest and destroying them, and it's really interesting imagery that he had with that, because it was, you can almost see that, like it's taking over the forest like a cancer. And that's what this reminds me of a little bit, is Tolkien, where he's, you know, they're fighting the technology, and then he wakes up and he sees men gone and saplings planted on the floor. So really great storytelling, I think, and a beautiful, beautifully written, as always, from Weaver. How about you, Katarina? Can we start with you? What did you think about it?
Yeah, that was a wonderful description, Dan. And what stood out to me was that same verse, the third verse, vast chasms of death between every molecule of air. That was very, very compelling to me when I read that. And yes, very fantastical, fairy, and I think it matches the soundtrack. The soundtrack matches the words really, really nicely. So,
yeah,
really enjoyed this one.
Cool. Thanks, Katarina. Absolutely. I can totally see where she got that from listening to your music. Let's go with Pam. What'd you think?
Oh, this is absolutely beautiful. Kate always has a gift for storytelling. And, you know, stories that involve fantasy and the idea of how important it is to protect nature never get old to me. And I like how she's created such an epic story with only three lines per stanza. So there's not particularly a lot of words to this. So she really made each word count. I really like the first person narrative. I like how, as you guys are mentioning, the music and the words really go together, because I think it is those like higher notes that you feel represent, or at least for me, feel represents the movement of the mystical or magical beings, the fairies. And I really like this all the way through, but I especially liked this forest gave us everything: water, food, shelter. It was our small space within your world. And then denuded forest, dusty, arid land, our kith and kin falling to earth, dying as our trees, our world died. That's a strong emotional impact with the sadness and the idea of this dying world. And I do like that ending, though, because it's filled with hope, with the idea of that one human heart that's persuaded and is comes to understand how important it is to care for nature. So beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Pam. It's amazing what music can inspire, and I can, like you said, I can see that in here. Faziana, you're awfully quiet. What's happening?
I thought it was wonderful, too, and there's a certain kind of whimsy to the flow of the music that did make me feel like it could be the fairy flying. And I was happy that it ended with a little bit of optimism, because there is, I felt like the music had an optimism to it. And there's a lot of gravity to this poem. I think it has a good message. It really makes me think of the old movie Ferngully, which apparently they're doing a new version of soon, and that little fairy who wanted to save things. I thought it had a flow that worked nicely with the music, so I'm happy that she shared this with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's always hope. As George Carlin says, you know, don't worry about the environment. The environment will be fine. We're the ones that are screwed. So the earth will come back. So.
Once
we're done messing it up. All right, cool.
Yep.
I'm going to be forecasting here. I have a feeling we're going to hear another SoundCloud by Pam coming.
We are. So here we go. Except that I have lost my place. Let me find Pam. Pam, Pam, Pam. I had her a moment ago.
Somewhere.
There we go. Pam, you were hiding.
Swirling waters and the nourishment of art. Inhale, that deep lingering breath that takes it all in, like the hands that plant the seed and pluck the fruit to savor with contentment. We are jazz music touching starry-eyed poets, beatnik vibrations guiding a universe to the meaning of the song. Impulses unwind, stretching towards the divine. The comedy of life is contagious. We are cool cats swinging from moonbeams, a third eye stare of prismatic prayer, where doors are opened with piano wire keys digging between the ribs. We tiptoe through tulips with ukulele orchestras carved from koa koa, hand jive harmonics and bubbles bursting wide open to exploration. We reggae rainbows of feathers and fauna in a world of swirling waters, expressionism paint strokes that blends with the rain and dances with the hills, salutations of a new day, awakened to strawberry daiquiri sips of love, music plucked from the strings of life. We hold on tight, Cheshire grins and soaring kites and Venus temples, feather boas fandango, and then let go to experience the thrill of the fall. We leave ourselves exposed, shimmy and shake in the oil spill sheen of sequin dresses, walking quaint paths of psychedelia. We cross fey bridges where riddles lead to milk and honey lands. We swim naked in the nourishment of art and poem.
That was great, Pam. I knew you were going to write for this contest because you are a music lover like myself. So I knew any music contest, I didn't think you could resist.
Absolutely.
I just love how, you know, you're a musical like everybody on the show tonight. I love how you started with Inhale because it's, you know, music is literally vibrating air, right? So inhaling it and getting it, taking it into your lungs, taking music really inside of you. I mean, it's so great. You know, you ever go to loud rock concerts and you can literally feel it pulsing on you. Is really amazing. And I just like how you just kind of, you know, to me it's just a whole bunch of art and music and just saying how it makes you feel. You know, we are cool cats swinging from moonbeams. We tiptoe through tulips with ukulele orchestras, hand jive harmonicas. And then what was the part here? I like how you also put, I'm assuming you did this on purpose, we leave ourselves exposed as a separate little line by itself, I thought was really neat as well. Yeah, so it was really great. Did you want to say anything about your poem?
No, I'm good with other people commenting.
Okay, no
but
problem.
But thank you for the inspiration.
Yeah, no. Thanks, Katarina, for all the inspiration. We get some great poetry out of this. Sorry, Faisy. Katarina, did you want to say something?
Yes, definitely. I thought the poem was full of inspiration. I thought every word, every phrase was just oozing inspiration and kind of like celebration. There's a lot of passion, a lot of feeling, like brightness to it. And then my favorite was at the climax where it said to experience the thrill of the fall. And that speaks to me really, really high because, you know, it's about experiencing life to the fullest and then letting go and the thrill of the fall, either fall in love and then we leave ourselves exposed. That's so, so compelling to me. Like I thought it was wonderful. And again, like the word that stands out to describe the whole poem and the emotion is just very inspiring, like inspiration. So I loved it. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and that was the word I was trying to think of, Katarina, was celebration. This is like a celebration of music, right? Again, in the nourishment of art. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Faziana, I know you're bubbling, ready to comment on this. I know you are.
I thought this was wonderful. I like that Pam also kind of got into the world of the Fae with the exploration of nature, and it kind of like mixes the music because plucks the fruit. We also like pluck a guitar. There's, you know, you're finding the yumminess within the music and the nature. Where is it now? The comedy of life is contagious. I really like the way that sounds. And then, of course, you use some beautiful alliteration with prismatic prayer. But to include that with the third eye stare, I really like the concept of that. And I also like the inner rhyme. So that whole line is just wonderful. The feathers and fauna, also wonderful, rather than just saying the flora and fauna, which is usually kind of like the go-to. Having the feathers there just adds something wonderful. And not just water, but swirling water just makes it so much special. Also, I am a strawberry daiquiri fan, to say the least. Pretty much my go-to drink. So to be awakened by strawberry daiquiri sips of love, I mean, that's the life. I'll take that. I will shimmy and shake after having that. I thought this was wonderful. And the nourishment of art, not just being in the nourishment of art, but swimming naked in it, to fully, you know, let yourself be free in it, to not hold anything back and have the walls around yourself of, you know, society's pressures, just to swim naked in the nourishment of it, to fully just be in that art and create it and absorb it. I love that ending very much.
Thank you,
Faye. Yeah, it was great. I love the Pam. Cool. Do we know if Rex was going to call in? Do we want to do his next, or do we want to hold off on it? For some reason, I thought you said he might call in. I can't remember that.
I think it was Laurent who was thinking about calling
in.
Rex didn't say anything.
Okay.
So I am losing my internet, but if you please can read Rex's, I'm going to try to refresh my computer.
You got it. Let me see. Do I need to post it? Yeah, I need to post it. So hold on a second here. I will rescue my friend Faziana and post this on the board. And I'm going to read the one by Rex. Another one I knew who was going to write for it, a musical person here. So this is called A Foggy Bottoms Honey Patch. Come, scratch the latch along one's hatch and open that door to our honey patch. Listen to that tinkling laugh midst beating skins and rein me in your pitter-patter of ebony and ivory boned keys. Flowing through this juke joint, dancing in the deluge split. Paint me a skyline of streaming glass, eager mounts, ablaze in tears, wept upon a foggy bottom of tap, tap, tapping, and those coolie hats whisper chee-cha-choo, 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 where brushed strokes begged for a cowbell bong to match, that sound pouring down the shoulders of a zoot suit city standing in the rain of her own blues. End poem.
Great.
All right.
Hey,
you're back.
I am.
Cool.
and my internet is too, so I can see the words, which is wonderful. I thought this was really fun, as I would come to expect from Rex. I like how he always uses apostrophes to kind of like show how he would pronounce things. not just beating, but beaten, and tinkling. Plus, tinkling laugh is just wonderful. That makes me think almost of like Tinkerbell, the little hee-hee. the sweet giggle. And the reference to the piano, the boned keys, thinking of them being ivory. I really like that he uses onomatopoeia with the pitter-patter, and he just tends to really create the sounds, the choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-choo. And yeah, he has a musicalness to the way that he writes. Even when you're reading it, it feels like there's a rhythm to it. Katarina, would you like to comment?
Afriziana, I couldn't have said it any better than you did. That was a great great description. Yeah, I thought the poem was really fun. And yeah, everything you said, I thought the same way.
Thank you. Pam, what did you think?
Oh, as always, I'm just a big fan of Rex's writing. Like you guys are saying, there's a musicality to it. He's got a style that's uniquely his own. Of course, the first thing I said in my written comment was more cowbell in quotation marks and exclamation points. Because I couldn't help but think about the Saturday Night Live skit, more cowbell. That gave me a big smile. I really like how within every line there's that musicality, and I really enjoyed and appreciated how the main theme to me was the idea of delving into the vast scope of music, and almost like throughout history. Because, you know, I also think there's an undertone of sensuality within his word choices. But maybe that's in part because I find jazz music particularly to be extremely sensual. But, like, for example, he has the line, listen to that tinkling laugh, missed beating skins. And beating skins makes you think of how many ancient cultures made drums out of, you know, animal skins that were like tightened over something. And so you think of these are the drums of ancient cultures, and then you move up to the pianos, and the boned keys, and then onto the juke joint, you're getting further, more and more moving through into the 20th century of, you know, the era of the 1920s and 30s, you know, the mentions of the zoot suit. And there's just such a, like Faziana was saying, he really uses the sounds to great effect. You almost feel as if there's the movement of a train or something going through this. Just amazing lines and great setup. And I do like that ending, Rain of Their Own Blues. Not the only idea of being some of the greats of blues music, but the fact that we as individuals can reign over our own blues, our own emotional expressions. At least that's what I get out of it. So, but absolutely amazing write and very well done.
Those are fantastic observations, Pam. You made me see things that I didn't initially, and I agree with everything you said. Dan, how did you take it?
I did really like it, and I can completely see where he got that from the music. Even though the song was, you know, modern, I could still picture this kind of smoke-filled, you know, bar in the 1930s or 40s, you know, a bunch of people kind of sitting there and just listening to the music in the background. So I can see where he got that from the song. And, yeah, he has just such a really unique and great way. I can, the whole time, that's all I could picture when I was reading it, was just this kind of, like I said, this smoky-filled dive bar with some music in there, which is like my favorite places to go on the planet. It's just go to bars and pubs and listen to local bands and local musicians. So you can feel that in the way he's talking about it. And it, like Pam said, it's got this 1920s, 1930s feel with the skins, right? It's a slang term for drums, is play the skins. And then I'm just going to pick up the drum parts as a drummer here. And then the coolie hats would be the hi-hat, right? And then brush strokes, that would be jazz too, playing the brushes on there, which I should have done that cheat-cha-choo better. As a drummer, I should have said that better for him. But I just thought just a very, very unique way of describing this, you know, the old-time jazz band kind of playing. He's really got it, I think, down pat. Like, reading it, you can almost hear the music being played. So, yeah, it was great. As always, like Pam said, Rex has a great way of writing. If we are going to do Mamyaz next, I wouldn't mind asking Katarina. Her and I talked about that one before. So were we going to do that one next?
Yes, that's on my list next.
Cool. So that was number 5 by Mamyaz, I think, Katarina. Do you want to give that a read?
Sure.
We have an audio
sure.
for it.
Oh, we have an audio for that one. Oh, okay, so we can't do that. All right, we'll let
oh,
you
great.
Read the next one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot all we right. had an audio on that one. My fault. Sorry about that.
No worries.
I never wanted to remember you. I never wanted to be over you. I never wanted to fall in love with you. But you didn't give me a choice now, did you? I never wanted to go and follow you. I never wanted to lie down and think of you. I never wanted to fall in love with you. But you didn't give me a choice now, you. I was just minding my business when you came by. Rain poured suddenly and you stood under my umbrella. And you said hi, my name's Adrienne. I never wanted to give my name to you. I never wanted to go on a date with you. I never wanted to fall in love with you. But you didn't give me a choice, now did you? I never left my side. You were my ride or die. The world was our oyster, or so I thought. When I was with you, there was darkness behind your eyes. The drunk was taking my heart, and I was dying. I never wanted my chest to be given. I never wanted to stick or hoarding. I never wanted my world to stop spinning. But you had other things in mind, didn't you? And I never wanted to go and follow you. I never wanted to lie down and think of you. I never wanted to fall in love with you. But you didn't give me a choice now, did you? I ran barefoot down. Oh.
Wow, this is absolutely amazing. Can you hear me, guys?
We can, yeah,
no.
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanna continue to comment on it.
I loved it. Actually, when I read the poem, I thought that the words would match the music, but I didn't know there was a sound count that she was actually singing it as a song. That's really awesome. The most amazing part, besides everything really speaking to me with the meaning and her voice so sweet, just like something else completely.
I loved at the cadence when she says, it drove a cold stake in my heart and I was dying. That was the perfect, perfect thing to say at the perfect spot in the music, because that's a very special moment there where it's kind of hanging. And it's a bit sad. It's kind of hanging. You don't know what's coming next, if it's over or not. In the music, it thinks like maybe it's over, but then it restarts again. And then when it restarts again, then the words, foreboding and the world to stop spinning, it's more intense after that than just I never wanted to date, I never wanted to fall in love with you. Kind of was kind of lighthearted in the beginning. But then later on, it gets really, more passionate, darker, sadder. And it was that moment. It drove a cold stake in my heart, and I was dying. This was very talented, I thought.
Thanks, Katerina. Yeah, I don't usually listen to stuff beforehand. I never heard Mamiya sing before, and I'm so excited that she did that for us and played it to your song and everything. So, yeah, I thought you did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katerina.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Pam, let's go to you.
Oh, yeah, this is wonderful. And Mamiya is extremely talented. She has a beautiful singing voice. And if I remember right, she plays the ukulele. I know there's some instrument that she plays that's kind of a bit unusual that people don't always play, like it's not just the regular guitar, and I want to say it's ukulele, but she's definitely musically talented. I like the emotional impact of this, and it really comes through in the use of repetition of the lines, I never wanted to. Not only the emotional impact, but the musical impact, because it works really well lyrically, and it's always so fascinating to me to listen to and to see what people write based on the exact same prompt and how people get like these different ideas or different ways that the music speaks to them. I really liked where it says, I never wanted to go and follow you. I never wanted to lie down and think of you. I never wanted to fall in love with you, but you didn't give me a choice now, did you? And then it becomes just really dark and haunting at the end with, I ran barefoot down Park Avenue where I first met you. Your blood was on my hands. I could wash it away, but the torment you left was indelible in my psyche. It makes you think of the whole idea of, out damn spot by Macbeth? Yeah. Yep. And, that idea that even if the physical stain of the blood is no longer there, the damage done to the heart and the psyche will always be a great big stain that will never go away. So amazing write and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely, Pam. And it really is great to see, how different people take prompts and just go so many different directions. And that's the beauty of music. Back to what you were saying, Katerina, where, there were certain times where she just timed the emotion of it perfectly right to the same, it seems like the same emotion that you were going for, which is really amazing. She must have really just, you guys are on the same, she must have felt the music, at that right point, which is so great when people connect like that.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, I felt it definitely. It was something else there.
Awesome, cool. Yeah, great comments, everybody. And Faziana, your turn.
I loved it. I thought she flowed really nicely, and she definitely picked up on the vibe of the music and the way that changed. I thought the repetition was well done, especially that last line that repeats, but you didn't give me a choice, now did you? And how the rest of the lines kind of evolve gradually, even though there's repetition, there's change. And I think I liked the darker stuff the best. I never wanted my chest to cave in. I never wanted this deep foreboding. I never wanted my world to stop spinning. And that kind of like deeper, darker reaction that you get after the love goes wrong. I thought she did a wonderful job at this, and I'm so happy that she made the music and that she overlapped it so we could really truly hear how well it matched. I do contests where you have to match the beat with your writing, and I think Mamya needs to enter more of my contests.
Nice.
Afazian, you're telling me you like the darker stuff better? I find that so hard to believe.
I know, shocking, like right? Stuff. Like, my contests are always very depressing, Katarina. I have a very dark interest in poetry. So, yeah, that's some beautiful sarcasm from Dan there.
Nice.
Beautiful sarcasm.
Well, I think my music would fit right in there as well.
Cool. All right, so let's keep going here. All right, so instead of that fake one, Katarina, maybe we can get you to read the next one, which I think is the poem number 4 that I sent you. Right, is that where we are now? The last one for this prompt, right, which is Flying for Distant Air by Paul Fisher. Is that correct, Afazian?
Yes.
Yeah, if you can read that one,
yeah,
one, Katarina, that'd be great.
Would you like me to read it then?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, great. Yeah, I actually really like this one a lot. Flying for distant air. I'm finally free. Nothing will be stopping me because I'm going to be flying for distant air. There were so many rules and duties brought on by people who held me down to this base and town. Now that is all in the rear view in my past. So as the wind blows by, I pour on the gas, I roll fast, flying for distant air. It is all in the past. My Harley begs me to go too fast. It craves the cool blast of flying in distant air. I feel so free, like a current going through me. I know a new me will be breathing in the distant air. No use to look for me, because I sold everything except this Harley. My new address will be Care of Distant Air. Socrates was right, so I just fly by in the night from my things that own me, so I flee into distant air. Gotta be free in distant air. I feel so free, scat singing. I love this.
Thanks, Katarina. Great. And I'm going to add that to your list of talents reading poetry now. That was a great read.
Oh, no.
Appreciate
way.
It.
Okay. Well, thanks.
No. And this was, no, it was great. It was a great job reading. And this was, this is definitely a lot of fun, you know. And I like, just the musician in me, I have to, all I could think of for the title was Joe Satriani's Flying in a Blue Dream. It just reminds me of that. I have no idea if that's where you got that inspiration from for that. But, again, you can see it in the music, the song. You can see how this could be taken as that, as kind of flying down a highway. You can see almost the soundtrack of a Harley going down a highway really fast in this kind of – I'm picturing like a mountainous road and that song playing for the soundtrack of that. So what a fun little fantasy and romantic, you know, of the motorcycle that he did with this. Absolutely. We can start with you, Katarina, if you want. I know you read it before, if you wanted to comment on it.
Yes, I love the theme of freedom. So for me personally, I'm a very free, freedom loving person, and freedom to feel free, it's everything for me. So these words, like the idea of a journey, of letting go and be free and go with the flow into the distance, into the unknown, that really speaks to me, to who I am as a person. So this is why I particularly enjoyed this poem. And also I like that it was very, very optimistic and positive, had a very optimistic and positive tone. So it's interesting because the piece, the music, might not seem as optimistic or positive. It's a bit more lyrical, more melancholy, more contemplative, maybe a bit. But I think that it actually works really nicely, a bit of a contrast, but I think it's a complementary contrast, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. But, again, it's like a breath of fresh air with this poem. It's, like, very uplifting, I thought.
Yeah, I agree absolutely, Katarina. Thank you. Excellent, excellent comment.
Thank you.
How about Pam, of course? How about Pam? What do you think?
Yes. Yes, it's a wonderful write. And I have to say, I really enjoyed your reading of it, Katarina. And the best thing about your reading was that we could hear the smile in your voice as you were reading, you know, especially when you got to the parts that said, I feel so free.
Oh, thanks, Pam. I appreciate you noticing it. Yeah, I definitely was smiling when I was reading
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Yeah, I like this, though. I like the upbeat and, in a way, positive message of how it speaks to me. The main message it says to me is the idea of leaving the past behind, moving forward with the joy of a newfound freedom. And I like for, you know, Paul here, his freedom is found within riding his Harley, riding his motorcycle. No use to look for me because I sold everything except this Harley. My new address will be Care of Distant Air. I like the humor in that, and I like how he tells us what his idea of freedom is, but for everyone, it's something different. And I like the mention of the rear view mirror, and ending with scat singing I thought was just a really nice touch. Like, you get to the end of this poem and you just want to, like, snap your fingers and tap your toes. Just a wonderful write and very well done.
Excellent, Pam. Thank you as always. All right, that only leaves one person left to comment. I'm trying to remember who that is.
Somebody, I wonder who that could be. I agree with everything that's been said so far. I really liked that free has so many E's in it. Like, let me see, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think there's 6 E's whenever he writes free. So it kind of reminds me of, like, whee! Like, when a kid is going down a slide, it's that excitement gets into the freedom. And it also makes me think of that song that's like, and I'm free falling. I don't know what song that is, but for some reason that just gets in my head when I see
that's
the free.
That's Free Falling by Tom Petty.
Okay, there you go. It's totally my dad's music, but it's stuck in my head. So when I see the free, I think of that. And I really like that it has that kind of, like, flowing hopefulness to it, and you can imagine him on that motorcycle just enjoying the wind. I'm picturing, like, my hair blowing in the wind. I don't know what his hair is like, but it's my favorite part is someone else already pointed this out. My new address will be Care of Distant Air. That's really cute. And then just the concept of, you know, giving up your possessions and not worrying about kind of like your items and being bogged down by things and capitalism. Just enjoying the moment, focusing on experiences rather than things. I really liked that message.
I also, if I might say something else, I liked the gas emoji that was added an extra humor to me.
the gas. Yeah, I see that. Cool. All right, excellent. So I think we're actually on to prompt number 2. This is the song Avalanche. Did you want to say anything about the song, Katarina?
Avalanche was an interesting piece. I actually composed it while watching a documentary about Kanye West, believe it or not. So I just felt the energy, the rhythm when I sat at the piano, and somehow the first motif that it just came out of my fingers. It's very, very fun to play. And I just played a very heavy bass line. So, yeah, so I wrote this piece really, really fast. It's just kind of on a whim. Pure inspiration, energy, drive, and, heavy bass line and fast notes in the right hand.
I love the song. I can't wait for you to put it out so I can put it out for publish so I can get it on my iPod. I would like it a lot, but anyway, if you want to play that one, and then we can get to the poem. So if you want to play the prompt, Louisiana. I consider the piano a percussion instrument anyway, because it's got hammers hitting things. So I like it when the piano does crazy fast stuff like that. So that was a fun one.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a rock band. It has that like rock type of style. So it's
absolutely. Yeah, I love it. All right, cool. So that was great. Thanks for letting us play that song. And I think we're gonna do. I think next is in my rap. I'm taking over your job of picking the next songs, but you got them all posted here, so great, Faziana. I think it's Ben's, and we have a special request reading that he wants us to do for this one. Is that correct?
So the way that he wanted it was, I'm going to read most of it, but in section 3, it's a conversation. So that part, Dan is going to read half of it. Let's decide who's doing what in section 3?
You start if you want to keep going, and then you read the out of place, and we'll go back and forth from that. How's that?
Okay.
You start with out of place, and we'll go back and forth. I think is the way to do it.
Okay. That works.
Cool.
Okay. So this is Every Yesterday, Timeless by Ben Hart. One, the old me. So go, if you wish to leave, and take with you as much as you can of me to scatter at milestones that marked like scars the way through. The growth, the grief, the lonely sky blue, departing earth's green, to be alone among stars, unrooted. Twice over left-footed, the world paused, but the music plays on unmuted. Tell me, where did you leave my unhappy tendencies? And you'd whisper over your shoulder, somewhere safe in the lee, like you, an anchor unmoved in the heave. And I let you go, unfollowed, despite the need to find a home, and borrowed, giving me back to the earth as an advance on my debt, just as much as what the view is worth. You lay them to rest in the dirt, but for reasons I never knew, you never took with you my hurt, only the love that you pressed against my door, desperately breathing deep, trying to cling to the strength it took to leave. Why did I always sink back into sleep? Just so I can pretend you left at midnight and want nothing to do with me, and that you're probably right, because somehow that eases all my very sad at least. And I had chosen to follow, not just in drug-torn dreams, but across scarred stone roads, the things I'd have seen, like the Eden that grew from all I gave you, all you brought home. 2018, Frenzy. Out of place, but not looking in, no, you dared look away. Dan?
Frenziana, did we lose you? Oh, am I supposed to go? I'm sorry. As if you were waiting for your inner half to bloom again.
In a barbed wire garden.
And you once told me, fuck they who say nothing ever grows in darkness.
Well, here I am, pinching my blossoms, so you'd get to see that I am capable of letting go.
Not only when I had nothing to hold.
We were only 18, holding out for our 20s, when I left early.
And you went dancing.
And ever since, I have been frenzied because you had the night of our lives, whereas mine just felt empty.
Sighing on the bus rides as the pouring rain chased the trains with nowhere else to go.
And we numbed the pain, making angels in ketamine snow because we fucking hated going home.
Teenage dreaming, I stopped breathing and the bruises invaded.
The drugs never stop, but it's not warm, just numb. Every stimulated elation.
You were the birth of all I did create when I stayed 18.
And you left early to go dancing in a daydream. 3, when we get there. And here we are, made it to 23, and I still can't drive a car.
So I wish someone would come, pick me up, and never ask where we were going, because somehow they just know it.
Out of place? Out of place?
Always.
Well, look away. We are here, but it won't always be the same.
You say that, but do you want it to change? Am I the only one waiting?
Do you close your eyes and hope to find me in all your yesterdays?
I think you're asking yourself that question because you know everything I ever made and you never once asked to stay a muse. Some days I think you'd rather be my noose.
Well, Ben, some days I get the feeling you want me to kill you rather than accept whatever healing you think I possess. But don't avoid what I ask. I am not the only one at fault. If you loved me, you should have told.
don't give a coward hope.
I don't think you're a coward, or I would have said so. It's strange. It's just strangely, I feel, we've been here before. A whole conversation had in silence. And I told you then, I cannot be her, the woman in your eyes.
So what, you're just a siren, and she's just a projection? Well, who did it project? Who are you protecting? Because you say you're just doing fine when I say I'm not all right. I can no longer tell which one of us is the liar.
I just don't see the freedom in you and I being timeless. And yeah, it's all very nice, the way you can twist my wrists with the writhing of your rhyme. But I am not just a bride or the answer to your every wish. I won't be your Atlas. I don't have the strength for it.
You don't need to be everything, just the parts that are scarred. All my avalanche marks, the growth rings of my suffering, the parts that aren't Ben Hart, just some Frisian kid.
Well, I happen to like that guy. He knows how to make you feel missed, the answer to a wish. But it's who I am, kid. And if you hate it so much, why are you so in love?
Because it's the only somewhere I have. I'd just rather never have you than to have had you and you left. I'm a coward, as I said.
We all get hurt. But only love is not enough. Your bravery, your guts, I'm also worth. So get out, get up, and make me Mother Earth. End poem.
Amazing read, Afasiana, and I guess amazing read me.
How many times did you guys rehearse this?
none. In fact, you can tell. I actually apologize. I thought we were just doing part three, and Afasiana was like, Dan, what are you doing? So I didn't know it was part two.
You
were
right, actually. It was supposed to be part three, and I got ahead of myself. But I actually enjoyed going back and forth in part two. Ben asked for part three, so that was my bad.
That's okay.
That was really
I did not. Thanks, Katarina. I did not think I was going to be reading a play tonight, being like cast in an impromptu play tonight, but I appreciate it, Ben. That was fun. And I want to actually read something from Ben. So I asked Ben about this. I said, what was your inspiration? And he said, it's such an amazing composition. It felt like an awakening of Earth. That's what he felt of the song. And he said, part two is to the avalanche in my life, my muse. So that's how he got the song and related it and was able to write the poem, which I thought was really, really amazing. I would have never got that. And actually, him saying that, it felt like an awakening of Earth. I could feel that in the music. And again, the avalanche to my life, my muse. I can see that now, especially having kind of read it with Afasiana. So thanks for that comment on your poem, Ben. Let's start with Pan. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he really had an interesting take on that. Let's start with Pam. Pam didn't get to play piano or read on that one, so she gets to comment first.
I know, but what a joy to listen to the both of you. That was a great back and forth read. I really honestly did feel like I was listening to a short play or skit. Very cool, very cool. As always, Ben's writing is impressive, his imagery, his metaphors, his use of emotion to tug at the heartstrings. I really like how this emotive write speaks to me on the idea of leaving your old self behind and the growth and renewal that happens in the oftentimes the darkest parts of our life, and how oftentimes growing means having to get hurt, having to go through those metaphorically, those growing pains. I just don't see the freedom in you and I being timeless. And yeah, it's all very nice the way you can twist my wrist with the writhing of your rhyme, but I'm not just a bride or the answer to your every wish. I won't be your Atlas. I don't have the strength for it. And then, you know, the use of conversation is wonderful, and the idea of that conversation with the muse and the conversation with lost love, The mention of you say some things will never go in the dark, and I'm having trouble finding that line, but that stood out to me with the idea that, yes, some things do grow in the dark. In fact, watch me as I blossom. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Excellent. Thanks, Pam. Katarina, what did you think about his interpretation of Avalanche?
Yes. This was, I would have to read it again, definitely, because it's a lot and very long. But the moments that Pam mentioned, those were my favorites as well. I just don't see the freedom in You and I. That was really, really compelling, because for me personally, being in a relationship with somebody, be it friend, romantic, or you know, whatever, the concept of feeling free with that person, with that person enhances your sense of freedom. Again, I'm obsessed with freedom. That really, really, really stood out to me. That, and then the blossoming in the dark, very, very great. It almost reminds me a little bit of the phoenix, phoenix, the ashes coming out of the ashes as the phoenix. Transformation, rebirth. Also, I like the personal tone of his writing as well. It's there's a lot of metaphors. It's very poetic, yet at the same time it's down to earth and accessible in terms of reading. It's like, it sounds like a real conversation. So I thought that's really skillfully done. I'm sure I could say more about this poem, but I'd have to read it again just to really get most out of it.
Yeah, thanks for that excellent comment, Katarina. And the most common comment about Ben's poems is, I have to read it again. That's what we say that all the time. Like, I really have to go back and read this again because he writes very epic stuff. There's so much, he puts so much into it. I wasn't sure what Frisian kid meant, and I looked it up, and he is from Holland, I believe, and there's like a very top part of Holland, which is like Frisian land or something like that, so that's, I guess, where he's from, and I could be getting that totally wrong, Ben, so tell me if I am, but that's what I, the line, Frisian kid, somewhere in here, towards the bottom.
But you're not getting that wrong. You are exactly right about that.
I am. Okay, excellent. I believe that's where he's from. So, the Frisian kid. But excellent, Katarina. Thanks for the comment. Faziani, you got to read at least part of it there.
I love Ben. I love his writing. I say that like every day because he enters all of my contests. And I mean it. I really, really enjoy his writing, and it was funny because when he sent me a message about this poem, he said, I don't know if you're going to stop loving me because I demand that two people read this. I'm like, no, that makes it fun. I really liked the part where it says, and we numbed the pain making angels in ketamine snow because we fucking hated going home. I really feel that. I think that it kind of captures the teen experience, especially during like the opiate crisis kind of thing. That fear of going home. Like, I work with teenagers, and it just kills me how much a lot of them are really struggling. And at the end of the day when we are doing activities, they don't want to leave, and as much as I like to take that as a compliment, as they like hanging out with me, I feel worried for them because they really do fucking hate going home. And there's this this real pressure throughout this, that it really, it talks about the powers of how they're self-medicating with the drugs, how there's this kind of relationship with his muse. And I'm not totally clear if his muse is actually a person or if it's just this part within himself, because he tends to be very introspective. His muse might just be like his imagination, or it could be a
person
who inspires him.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
A part of himself. Yeah. I think that's how it is. But he has such an amazing internal dialogue that it's convincing. And I really liked what Katarina said about it being accessible, because he does use really plain language, even though he does it very poetically. So on the one hand, he uses poetic devices, and it's something that someone who's into poetry can appreciate on a new level, but also it's something that anyone can read and get something out of it. And I think that it takes talent to be able to do both, where it's both appealing to people who are casual readers and to people who have, you know, certain expectations of poetry. I think he manages to cater to both sides.
That's an excellent comment. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, cool. So thanks, Ben. That was fun. And I don't think Pam has got to read anything yet tonight. So is there a SoundCloud, which I've been missing them?
There is not.
The next one.
We can certainly put her to work. Pamela Ray, would you please read Shadow's Daughter?
Oh, it's a good thing you didn't say my middle name. I would have thought I was in trouble.
You're always in trouble.
I know, that is true. It is my middle name. So, but yes, I would be absolutely happy to. So, here we go. Avalanche Affair by Shadow's Daughter. I spy you in the distance against the azure sky. Expectance flees on foot so I may follow in its steps. Cautious strands of courage are corralled into a force to propel me on the venture toward your towering eminence. Zeal surpasses passion, obsession, triumph, zeal. I decimate the distance that dares hold me back from you. Emboldened by your scintillant stare, hypnotic in the shimmering sun, I set upon your sensuous slope with yearning for the peak. In a breath you overtake me, frigid tongue leaps into lungs. I surrender in existence, only air may resurrect. End poem.
Great read, and yeah, another interesting take, on the music that's just different from everything else. And that's the theme that I have, that I've seen on here, is that there is no theme. There's so much different. Everyone's taking so much different avenues from the music, which I think is great. Yeah, so Faziana just called me up for coughing, and I apologize. I literally have, like, two phones going because I'm texting Katarina, or I'm doing this, so I keep missing my mute button. I really apologize for the coughing and not muting, so I apologize to everybody for that. But this was really great, and the one thing I'll say about Shadow's Daughter is she wrote me multiple times as she was writing this because she kept changing it. She said, hey, I changed it again. Oh, I'm so sorry. I went through and I changed it again. So she really took writing this very seriously and rewrote over and over again to the prompt to try to get it as good as she possibly could. So we always appreciate that, Shadow's Daughter. And we can start again with our guest of honor, Katarina, if you're ready to comment on this.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to say how much I'm enjoying being with you guys. This podcast is absolutely wonderful. I feel so honored, and I'm also learning a lot. I'm learning a lot because I don't really read poetry that much, but this is really elevating my my imagination, my creativity, and also listening to hear your thoughts, dissertating on the poems. It's that I'm learning a lot. So thank you so much. Really, really appreciate you having me here.
Of course.
So I love this poem. This is an amazing poem. I mean, I'm literally gonna use this phrase. I decimate the distance that dares hold me back from you. This is so much. This is so me, by the way. This is very passionate, very raw, but very aggressive, but beautiful also. So the zeal surpasses passion. Obsession triumphs zeal. It's like everything is on top of the other. It's like limitless. So I think actually it really the words, the poem matches the energy of the music of the piece. It's just a constant movement. It's non-stop, like an avalanche, like non-stop, but very emotional, very passionate, very raw. I connect with the words 100%. What else did I like here? I surrender an existence, only air may resurrect. Yeah, and then it kind of dissipates like that. It's amazing. I love it.
Thanks, Katarina, and we're the honored ones here that you come on our little show. Such a talented musician, so we appreciate it. I'm glad you're having a good time. We love having you. Been a great show. And yeah, amazing comment. Silent Tree is on, just came on and said, "Well, Faziana, really enjoying the poem so far and enjoying the beautiful piano pieces." So thanks, Silent Tree. I just saw that he or she jumped on the board. Well, thanks. All right, cool. So, Faziana, why don't we go with you?
I really enjoyed this. I liked expectance flees on foot, so I may follow in its steps. Like, to have expectance run away is great. And flees on foot just has a great sound to it. And then cautious strands of courage are corralled into force. I love the idea of courage just being like these strands, because it's kind of like I'm holding on by my last thread kind of thing, but there's more than one thread. It's not the end of the rope here. It's things that are, you know, braided together. This courage has been carefully corralled into a force. I really enjoyed that. And then I decimate the distance that dares hold me back from you. I'm glad Katarina pointed that out. That's a wonderful section right there. And not just because it has alliteration, which I have a total weakness for the alliteration with certain letters, and decimate the distance that dares. All those D sounds together just feel so powerful. And that's great because it also is, you know, a bold statement. Like, how dare you hold me back from who I want to be with, from what I want to be with. I think that's really great. And the language choices, scintillant stare, this really wonderful writing here. I can tell that she went in and edited things and perfected it. I thought that was very well done, nicely polished piece.
Absolutely. Thanks, Faisy. And Pam, you got to read it.
Yes, this was a wonderful one to read. I'll have to check out more of Shadow's daughter poetry. You know, she's very talented. I did like the imagery and the metaphor in this, and also the use of alliteration. It is a beautifully written vignette. You know, I like how there's a sensuality to it, especially, you know, in that second part where it says, "I set upon your sensuous slope with yearning for the peak." But it also makes me, like, it makes me think of, you know, the desperation, but also not, desperation is one word that comes to mind, but also, you know, going for your goals, no matter how difficult the challenge is, no matter how much distance it is. And, it also makes me think of the idea of like a winter sport, like downhill skiing, or even running in winter. Like, I'm not a runner myself. I'm nowhere near an athletic person, but I know people who do run, and they, people who run up here in Wisconsin, even during the coldest months. And when that cold air hits your lungs, it's, you know, like, well, even when you go for walks in the winter, you know, that cold, well, you know what I'm talking about, Dan and Fazia. I don't really know where Katarina's from, but, you know, you, that cold air, and it's so invigorating, but at the same time, it's so painful. And I think when you desire something or someone, whether it's a long-distance relationship or somebody who doesn't know you exist, or it's actually another goal, it is both exhilarating and painful to be heading towards it, but not quite be at it. But amazing, right, and very well done.
Thanks, Pam. And Katarina was born in Moldova, but she's in the Philadelphia area right now. So yeah, she knows some of the cold. Cold,
so she knows a thing or two about snow and cold.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love the promise. Invigorating yet painful. So good.
And Pam, I do know running. I'm actually training for marathons, but I haven't got past the carbo loading part yet. So that's all I'm doing. So far.
There you go.
That's my specialty as well. Just the eating beforehand. That's pretty much my level.
Yeah, exactly. I can just do the carbo loading. I don't go past that. Okay, cool. So we are up to, we get to listen to more great music by Katarina, because we have, I think, prompt number 3 coming up now called New Moon. Did you want to say anything about this song, Katarina?
New Moon, that was, I actually produced that track when I was heavily into drum and bass music. And I have a couple of drum and bass tracks. They're very atmospheric, moody, and obviously they have the rhythm, the beat. But New Moon is especially atmospheric because of the sounds that I used, and also the beat I created all from scratch. So I didn't use any samples. So that was kind of an experimental track for me. But I thought it came out neat, and has a very nighttime quality to it, the dark but calm and ethereal, you know, atmospheric. So I'm glad it got picked for this podcast, and I'm excited to see the poems that came with this one.
Cool, excellent. Yeah, I like this one. I was about to pick it. So let's hear the song. Thank you. awesome piece. I love that one, Katarina. Thank you for
Thank you. Yeah, and I forgot to add that this is a version with the piano improvisation on top of the tracks. Yeah, so the original track did not have the piano. That's just me playing live over the tracks. So, yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, no, I love it. I thought it's great. I love the feel of that one. Cool, so we have two poems that people wrote on that one. And are we going to do Casey's first?
That's the plan.
Cool. I'll read this one maybe. It's very short. I just wanted to say what Casey... I'll read it, and then I actually asked Casey about it. So is that okay, Viziana? Does that work for you? All right. This is very short by Casey Day. It's called Wide Eyes Like Two Moons. I look at you with frightened eyes. They think they're going to frame us. You look at me with eager eyes. Will it make me famous? End poem. And so, nice little brevity by her. And what she actually said, I asked her about it. And she said, I was looking at the painting, The Princes in the Tower, and relating their experience to current culture. She said, I listened to the song while I was looking through paintings, and when I got to The Princes in the Tower, they both fit together in my brain. So the song title prompted the poem and the title, and it all fit together. So, you know, again, another really interesting way how music, you know, music could just spark so many different ideas for different people. So she told me that she likes to look through paintings while she's listening to music. And for whatever reason, that painting and this song just kind of sparked this idea for her about culture. And she said, you know, nothing ever good comes from having a taste of rich blood. And that's really what she said the poem was about. So just speaking on Casey's behalf. So thanks, Casey. Let's start with Pam.
Yeah, nicely written brevity. I do like to hear that she looks at music and or listens to music and looks at art at the same time, since the two are both in art form. The main thought that I got from this, which obviously wasn't the long lines of what she meant, but it was the thought that came to my mind, was how two different people can have two different perspectives of the same situation. The end line, will it make me famous, or I think they're going to frame us and will it make me famous? I don't know, for some reason, the whole idea of Bonnie and Clyde popped into my mind when I read this earlier, and the idea of people who live a dangerous lifestyle just for the sake of finding that 15 minutes or more of fame. So great brevity and very well done.
Thank you, Pam, as always. Excellent. I didn't think about it that way, so very interesting. Katarina, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think Pam pretty much said everything that I was thinking as well. I don't know what I could add to that. I agree with the comment. I like it.
Cool.
And
excellent.
I like the poem
Thanks,
as well.
Katarina.
I like the poem as well.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks, Katarina. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Faziana.
I kind of felt like there were double meanings here, which I enjoyed. So for I think they're going to frame us. On the one hand, I was kind of thinking about how eyes kind of frame a situation. So your perspective kind of frames how you interpret things. And then I was thinking about, like, how your eyes, your perspective can also be framed by, say, like, a photograph that chooses to come from a certain angle. And so it's framed there. But then you think about being framed as in, you know, like, crime, Pam was pointing out that Bonnie and Clyde, and then the excitement about being framed and that mixed feeling of, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Because usually you would think being framed is a negative thing, but if you're looking for those 15 minutes of fame, then it's not. And maybe you want to be seen in a light that normally you aren't. You can be afraid or you can be eager. It's all a matter of perspective. And when you're talking about the eyes and the framing, the concept of perspective just works. I feel like there are layers to this that I haven't quite peeled away all of them yet.
It's always amazing when a very short brevity inspires, like, you know, so much conversation. That's a sign of a true poet. So cool. All right, what do we have next?
Now we have one by Vakachuk, and it's called Primal.
Cool. Maybe we could get Katerina. Would you be able to read that one for us?
Sure.
Sure. Primal. Primal moon. Frosted iridescent illusions. Unlooking guise of grandfather or ancestors of dubious myths, oft repeated, glistening elegantly for now, flicking as sea breeze flutters, silently slithers, swaying vegetation as moonlit shadows and illumination create visual chaos. Primal fire, immeasurable infernal yammers, toward infinity. Here I am, beacon for the paralyzed, protector from carnivores, yellow, red, orange snacks, sustenance up through around timber, consuming the darkness with crackling, colossal dynamism, Chamberlain toward its lovers, lord against the shadows. Primal rhythm, singular bonk, ignited pitch clutched toward Mother Moon, beaconing, facing ancestors, seeking grace, them to witness, approve as fire spirit poles implanted drummers distanced four steps apart in unison. Bonkity bonk, bonk, bonkity bonk, bonk, bonkity bonk, bonk. Lazily echoes as sea oats arching, bold favoring Mother Sea, rhythm rising towards stratatak, 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 as primal erupts, propitious, alas, to bursts of hysteria. End poem.
Excellent read. That was not an easy one to read. You did a great job, so we gave you you're being brought into this poetry world here, so must we'll get you going on some of the tougher ones. You did a great job with it.
Thanks, Dan. Yes, I felt completely immersed in it. So the more I read, the more I entered it.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. And what he said in his author notes was, in her music, I saw an early society dancing in firelight. I'm not one to describe such firelight dance traditions. I don't think the Lord would be impressed. So I wrote about the build-up to the dance. Very, very interesting. Did you want to comment on it, Katerina?
I thought it was definitely an interesting poem. Had a specific style. Unusual, well, for me, I'm not used to. So for me, it was an unusual style. But again, it was very dense. There's a lot of density with words, and I think that the density is what created for me the mood, the atmosphere, because I didn't really understand too much the order of a lot of the words. Frankly, I need to Google them so for the meaning. But the collection, the density, yeah, again, of the words altogether definitely evoked images and a mood and impression and something, emotion, so yes, it was a bit more abstract, I guess. So I really liked it.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, I think you got that right with the mood. I think that's what he was going for. So excellent comment. Cool.
Thanks.
Pam, what's happening over there?
Yes. I like how Katarina uses the word density to, or dense to describe his style of writing, and particularly this poem. And I like that. And but I like that Vakachuk oftentimes with his writing throws me a little bit off, which is kind of an exhilarating feeling. Like there is this density, this intenseness and seriousness to the writing. And then all of a sudden you come to Bon Kitty, bonk, bonk, Bon Kitty, bonk, bonk. And I'm looking up Bon Kitty, knowing that Bon is, I believe, the French word for good, but Kitty is, you know, just an English word. But, and I find out that Bon Kitty is anime. It's an anime from Japan, which I don't know if Vakachuk actually knew that, but it just throws you off. It's so fun, so interesting to me to have an almost serious poem with all of a sudden this just jazzy, like totally quirky, lines right near the end. I thought he had wonderful imagery and metaphors in this, and that was an excellent write on the primal history of the moon and the way humanity has connected through it as far as tradition goes. So wonderful write and very well done.
Excellent, Pam. Excellent. And Silent Tree on the board said, I really enjoyed the wording in this piece of poetry. Very unique in its composition. Beautifully done. So thanks, Silent Tree. Faziana, what's happening over in southwestern Canada, I guess?
I really enjoyed this. I liked the way the swaying vegetation at the beginning created the visual chaos with the shadows. I liked the idea of a beacon for the paralyzed because, I mean, when you're paralyzed, you can't really be moving towards something, but you can be drawn towards it and not be able to get there. And fire is kind of like that because, like, you're not going to touch it unless you're a moth, maybe. But you're mentally drawn to it, and you can be kind of mesmerized. And in a way, the fire itself is paralyzing because you just want to sit before it and get lost in it. I had to laugh a little bit at his AN saying that he didn't want to talk about fire dancers because his religion would disapprove. He would hate me because I'm a total fire dancing fire dancer pagan. So that's a whole other thing. But as, I was just like, I want to read this around the fire as I dance. Sing. Where is it now? The bonk part made me giggle too, because I read it like bunkity bunk bunk bunkity bunk bunk. It reminded me of like Frosty the Snowman. Look at Frosty go, thumpity thump thump. I don't know. That's how I read it in that tune. Bunkity bunk bunk, which did feel a little bit out of character because the rest of it kind of had like a dark kind of feel to it, and then all of a sudden it had a silly rhythm in my head, and the struck-a-tuck-tuck and the struck-a-tuck-tuck. It was really playful brought things to life in a whole different way. But then it's talking about it being like hysteria and things kind of going a little wild before the dancing of the campfire. And, I mean, actually, that's kind of appropriate in that way. Tends to be people get a little silly before or when they're sitting around the campfire, often having a beverage or something. So this worked out nicely. I quite enjoyed it.
Very cool. Very interesting. I think it was a lot of fun. All right, cool. So we have about 15 minutes left, and we have one more prompt and a bunch of poems. So I'm sure we're going to have to get to at least some of the poems on the next show for carryovers, but do we want to play the last prompt and see if we can get to a couple of poems?
I think so. Let's get it started, and we will probably have to continue next time. So I think we're on prompt
Excellent.
Four now, right? Prompt four, yep.
Yep, so this is called A Second Chance. Did you want to say anything, Katarina, on this one?
Yeah, because we're short on time, but this is one of my favorite piano compositions. It's a second chance. It's about giving it a second chance in life, you know, whether relationship or anything like that. So it has some sadness to it, but also some hopefulness to it. So it's a moving piece, I think. It's one of my favorites.
Cool. Excellent, excellent. Well, let's listen to it. Excellent. I love that melody. That was very cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Ben.
Where do you want to, of course, where do you want to go, Faisina?
Well, you know what, I'm going to skip to the one by Silent Tree, who's with us on the board, rather than carry that one over. So I'm going to read that. A Second Chance by Silent Tree. As the dawn draws near and his tractor taillights fade, when the lone cock crowed and the window canvas swayed, my memories lay trapped inside a laminate of cellophane squares. Teardrops washed away the pale cobblestones of yesteryears. Entwined in the vines of his embrace, least my body breaks, doe-skin fingers dance curves as my carved ivory skin shakes. A whispered lexicon bathed from his matchbook tongue as a waterfall of language drowned inside an iron lung. Sometimes all we ever really need is a second chance, another time to sow a seed and watch the seasons dance, never to waste a day worried of what was past my glance. We ride crescendo waves of timber notes to nature's romance. The sailboat of dreams casts drift upon a plateau of oceans, plowing through a swell of rusted crescent waves in motion, a glazed earthenware tapestry woven from a wilted grapevine, footprints in the sand, stripped away an hourglass of shorelines. My rainbow quill of shadows, the dry inkwell rivers run, pastel watercolors brushed to an aura of a setting sun. As leaves fall and tumble down the empty neon boulevards, paper feathers flew away to a motif deck of postage cards. Sometimes all we ever really need is a second chance, another time to sow a seed and let the seasons teach, never to waste a day worried of what was past my reach. We ride crescendo waves of timber tones to nature's romance. End poem.
Awesome, Maria Faziana. You should like read books to people for a living. You know, I think that would be your call.
Well, what a novel idea, Katarina.
Yeah.
I do, by the way. That is my day job.
Awesome.
Yeah. She works in a library and she reads to kids. Which I actually, if I'm ever up in the area, I'm coming and I'm going to go to story time because I really want you to read like Horton Hears a Who or something to me. I would enjoy that very much, Faziana. Someday I'm going to come to story time and you learn with
it. I thought maybe you did Audible or something like that.
She should. She's got an amazing voice. I could listen to Faziana talk all day.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a great voice. did you want to comment on this, Katarina?
Yes. This poem is amazing. Just to keep it short, the verse of sense stood out also. The sailboat of dreams cast adrift upon a plateau of ocean, flying through a swell of rusted crescent waves in motion. There is just so much layer of meaning and emotion and mood in those words. Like what God knows, the rusted crescent waves in motion. I mean, this just a little bit. The whole poem is absolutely amazing, wonderful, and I think it connects to the music perfectly. I think.
Excellent.
So,
thanks, Katarina.
Because I like the ability to express myself with words that much. I express myself with music, but I would say that these words, this poem, would express the piece really, really greatly. So, yeah.
Well, that's certainly great to hear, especially from the actual composer, right? So Silent Tree hit it, you know, caught what you were trying to say in the music. So that's awesome to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Pam, what are your thoughts?
Oh, this is a beautiful write. Wonderful imagery and metaphors, strong emotive lines. I like how it speaks on the importance of getting that second chance when it comes to love, when it comes to life and so many other things, and how it's important that we not let that second chance fall away, especially if it's something we truly want. I really like this all the way through, but my two favorite parts are a whispered lexicon bathed from his matchstick tongue as a waterfall language drowned inside an iron lung, and then a glazed earthenware tapestry woven from a wilted grapevine. Absolutely amazing lines all the way through. And very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. And Phil's on the board. Thanks for coming on, Phil. She's always watching us, our boss. I hope we're doing a good job. Don't fire me. Don't fire me, Phil. I'm just kidding. We all love Phil. All right, cool. And Faziana, you did an awesome read. I really enjoyed it. What did you think while you were reading it?
I really enjoyed reading it. I thought it had some wonderful couplets. It had really nice rhymes and just had a natural kind of cadence. The part that Pam just pointed out was my favorite. I thought it was very sexy. A whispered lexicon bathed from his matchbook's tongue as a waterfall of language crowned inside an iron lung. I mean, being bathed by a tongue, first of all, yeah, but also the matchbook tongue, meaning it lights things on fire, and then the waterfall of language, like it falls over you, and just, I don't know, there was definitely some sensual undertones going on throughout here that I really enjoyed.
Absolutely, and I'm just going to say it depends on the tongue. That's all I'm going to say about that, but I agree. All right, we have 5 minutes. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, we have an audio that I would like to sneak in while we have it here, and that's a 2-minute audio. So I'm gonna throw that up, throw it on, throwing it up doesn't sound very appealing. yeah, here we go. I'm gonna put that.
Who's that by?
That is by Hallow Mindfulness. Here we go.
Cut us loose. Remember to come home. No more ignoring all the signs. The longing brought depression. Necessary to release these binds. Shackles of opinions. Expectations wrapped too tight. Once discarded, brought the freedom. Necessary for clear sight. Ignorance is bliss, so far from the truth, where suffering breeds, separation feeds, and knowing will cut us loose, cut us loose, cut us loose. 2020 vision, not just seen, but felt within, struck the heart, brought recognition. Necessary to quit the din. No more thoughts of the asylum. Witnessed but not misled. The silence brought us falling. Necessary to die before we're dead. Ignorance is bliss. So far from the truth. Where suffering breeds, separation feeds. Knowing will cut us loose, cut us loose, cut us loose. End of poem. Sam Hall, Hall of Mindfulness.
Thank you. That was a great read. And Katarina, I'm so excited that you actually were able to stay on for the whole show. Thank you so much for doing that. If you want to have a comment on this one.
It was an amazing experience, guys. Thanks so much for having me. The poems are amazing. Your interpretations were amazing. It was a real joy. I never even thought of leaving the show. So very excited.
Excellent. Cool. Did you want to give a quick comment on this one?
Very emotional, a darker poem, and also I can hear the tone in her voice, how much meaning she put in the words as well. So that's my comment. Beautiful.
Cool, excellent. We got 2 minutes, Pam, if you want to give a quick comment, and then we can have Afasiana close us out.
Absolutely, yes. This is a stunning emotional rite. The shackles of opinions, ignorance is bliss, all the way through this flow of imagery and lines makes me think of the idea on having one's own mind open to a very harsh truth. So wonderful, right, and well done.
We are unfortunately out of time, but I will comment on this poem at the very beginning of next show and also write a comment. Thank you so much to everybody who wrote for the contest, and especially to Katarina for joining us and for letting us write to your pieces. They were very inspirational, and I love to see what came of it.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Katarina.